Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kirkwood Community College instructor Roger Lilly about National Car Care Month.
What's the best things that people should be doing for their cars right now?
I guess with the changing of the seasons, because you're going from cold to warmer weather and it's going to, you know, heat up, one of the biggest things is just to, you know, make sure your tires are in good shape, make sure the inflation is correct, because in a cold weather will actually make you lose tire pressure. So as you get out there, you know, in the hotter weather, your tires will heat up, obviously, as you're driving, and lower tires can cause a lot of damage. And basically, you know, just fluid levels, you know, a lot of times, like when on my own personal vehicles, I will, you know, like when winter comes around, I'll change a fuel filter. When summer comes, or spring and summer comes around, I'll change a fuel filter again, because the winter time you have a lot of heating up. And, you know, everything, when the cold weather between the heating up and cooling down of your vehicle cause a lot of condensation in your fuel systems, and you know, there's possibly a little dirt. So, you know, fuel, you know, check and make sure your fuel filters, air filters, everything, you know, your normal maintenance like that. It's a lot of times it's really good to do that during the changing months. Check your coolant levels, your transmissions, all that kind of stuff. Just basic maintenance, because a lot of that is very important. And obviously, one of the most important things is, now that it's being springtime and you're going to start getting into warmer weather, is obviously to make sure your air conditioner works. Because I know a lot of people that when it gets hot, they realize, oh, shoot, I need an air conditioner. And then so it'd be a good idea to get that checked out and possibly serviced and whatever else right now.
Of course, car washing is very a popular thing to do. How often would you recommend people wash their car?
Well, one of the most important things is definitely when it gets warmer and you're coming out of the snow and ice season, is to wash all the salt and the road grime off of your car so it doesn't cause corrosion. The first initial to get all that road grime, the salt, and that spray that they put on, the calcium spray that they put on for icing down, you know, for icy roads, to get that stuff off of there is very important, because it not only does it dull your paint, but it can cause corrosion and cause your vehicle to start rusting before it should be. People use a wand to wash their own car. I would be very, very cautious of getting the wand or the spray too close to your paint, to where you wouldn't chip it or something like that, you know, because then things do run pretty high pressure, and you wouldn't want to get it too close to, say, the fins of your, you know, the radiator or your paint, so you don't want it to chip it or scratch it in any way like that. And if you wash it by hand, always kind of pre-wash it or pre-rinse it first, and use soft cloths, because a lot of that road grime, if people that drive gravel roads, a lot of that lime dust, if you would take it and start rubbing immediately on that, it could cause scratches in your paint. So,
coming from your experience as an instructor, what do you think are the biggest or the most common misconceptions that people have about auto care or maintenance of their vehicles?
Well, one of them is with these newer vehicles nowadays. I know, you know, there's a lot of people that are old school like me, and they think that you don't have to do certain things to your vehicles because they didn't have to do them back in the 60s or the 70s or whatever, you know, like that. But these newer vehicles do need certain kinds of attention, like your cooling systems. A lot of people say, oh, I don't need to flush my cooling system and it doesn't hurt anything. Well, yeah, it does, because there's a sludge that develops. A coolant has what it's called a silica in it. It's like little tiny beads, and over time that stuff will kind of settle out of the coolant and it'll create a sludge, or it could sit in a certain area, like a say one of your oil cooler or radiators of some sort, and it could create a sludge and also cause it to create a blockage, to where at that point your vehicle could overheat or something like that. And that's not good either. And one of the other misconceptions is, you know, I don't need to service my transmission or rear ends or something like that. Preventative maintenance is probably one of the most misconceptions, because a lot of people think that they don't have to do it. They think they should just drive and until the oil light comes on or something like that. But preventative maintenance could definitely, and what I mean by preventative maintenance is changing your oil on a regular basis when your manufacturer's scheduled, say, whether it be 3,000 miles, 5,000 miles, and then you have the gear oil in your rear ends changed or your transmission flushed every once or twice a year, depending on how many miles you put on. But all that kind of stuff right there is going to save you a lot of money in the long run. It sometimes costs, you know, a little bit of money up front, and some people have a hard time affording that, but it's better than the back end of that deal where, you know, a couple hundred bucks now it would save you $3,000 or $4,000 down the road. So to me, that kind of stuff is actually worth doing to make sure that you don't have any problems down the road.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Roger Lilly. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.